Oh, the hazards of shopping at a mall. Let's see, overheating your credit card, maybe a pickpocket, an occasional mugging in the parking lot, being run into by a ship. What? Well, that's exactly what happened a while back to about 1,000 Christmas shoppers at the Riverwalk Shopping Complex in New Orleans. Navigating the most dangerous stretch in the Mississippi River near there, this freighter suddenly lost power. It's unbelievable. In or near its path were two cruise ships holding 1,700 people and a riverboat casino with 800 people on board. So the potential was there for hundreds of fatalities. But the pilot of the freighter got his emergency horn wailing, and that gave people on the ship and at the end of the mall a warning. He dropped his anchors in a desperate attempt to at least slow the ship, and somehow he managed to steer without power between all three ships. Oh, yeah, the freighter plowed into the riverfront stretch of stores and restaurants, but because of how that pilot responded when things were out of control, the people were saved. Here's the amazing headline that followed. No deaths in New Orleans accident. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about what matters most when things are out of control. In that out-of-control moment, one man knew what really mattered. Save the people. Now, that's an important value anytime our ship is out of control. Our word for today for the Word of God. Acts chapter 27. The ship that's carrying the Apostle Paul to Rome as a prisoner is essentially out of control. They have had 2 weeks of a violent storm that has battered him and the 276 people aboard, sweeping them across the Mediterranean. They don't know where they are. They're afraid they're going to be cast aground somewhere with many lives lost, if not everyone. Well, God appears to Paul with an important reminder of all that really matters in a situation like that. And Paul reports it to his fellow passengers. Here it is. Last night, an angel of the God whose I am and whom I serve stood beside me and said, "Do not be afraid, Paul. God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island." Well, from that moment on, Paul does whatever it will take to make sure no person is lost. The ship's going to be lost, but it's the people on the ship who really matter anyway. That's important to keep in mind whenever your ship seems to be out of control. Like the pilot in that frightening moment on the Mississippi, save the people. Now, your ship could be your business, your project, your finances. Maybe it's your schedule that's out of control, your responsibilities. Might be something in your life that's stressful, maybe some trouble, something that's getting out of control and could even go aground. This is no time for panic. This is a time for right priorities. Protect the people from getting hurt. What happens to the ship is not nearly as important as what happens to the people. It's easy to lose sight of that in a crisis. A crisis has a tendency to consume you and actually cause you to neglect the people around you, even to take it out on the people around you. A crisis cannot leave your relationships the same as they were. It will either pull you closer together than you've ever been, or it's going to drive you farther apart. Which way it goes may depend largely on you and whether or not you put protecting the people above saving the ship. This is a scary time, a time when the ship is out of control. And it might even crash. But just remember your bottom line. Choose the course that will save the people. Ships can be replaced. People can't.